USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. At least three people were wounded when a vehicle exploded in downtown Nashville, Tennessee on Christmas morning in what authorities say was an intentional act. Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
My officers responded to a call for shots fired in the downtown area. As officers responded, they encountered an RV that had a recording saying that a potential bomb would detonate within 15 minutes.
The vehicle exploded, causing an inferno and sending smoke billowing for miles, shattering windows and damaging property. The blast also caused widespread communications outages. Don Cochran, United States Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, says all hands are on deck.
We are devoting the entire resources of the Department of Justice to help in their investigation. FBI and ATF are taking the lead in this investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hospitals in California and Texas are being strained due to another surge in coronavirus cases. A record 19,000 COVID patients are hospitalized in California, with nearly 4,000 in ICU beds. The state is averaging 40,000 new cases a day. There were 312 more deaths announced today. In Texas, hospitalizations are approaching the summer peak. Nearly 11,000 patients are hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state this Christmas. The Texas Department of State Health Services says intensive care units in several parts of the state are full or near capacity. Today, more than 200 new deaths and 3,000 new cases were reported. It was a dark and cold start to Christmas for many across the Northeast, thanks to snow and heavy rain and winds that knocked out power. In Pittsburgh, there was record snowfall, the most white stuff on the ground in 85 years. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As the fate of the stimulus package remains in doubt this Christmas Day, USA Radio's Tim Berg looks at the possible repercussions.
President Trump's surprise opposition to emergency coronavirus aid and annual government funding passed by Congress has left Americans and global financial markets wondering whether Washington will iron out its differences or descend into chaos in the coming days. The president has not yet said if he would veto the COVID relief bill, along with the bill that is set to fund the government through next September. The bills did pass with bipartisan support, but one Republican who did vote no for the package was Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck.
In this COVID relief package, we are giving money to Pakistan. We're giving money all over the world, really, and not focusing on those who need it the most here at home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Pakistani man charged in the kidnapping and murder plot of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in 2002 has been ordered to be released by a provincial court in Pakistan. Ahmad Omar Saeed Sheikh was acquitted earlier this year. Pearl's family has been appealing that ruling. The U.S. State Department calls it deeply concerning. Pearl was investigating the link between Pakistani militants and the shoe bomber Richard Reed when he was beheaded. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.